Proclamation number 7239 of 26th of December, 1958. Conscious detachment from the adversary through Jesus Christ. Your earthly progress will bring you little success if you do not find redemption from your bondage, if you do not become free from the sin of your former rebellion against me. If you do not find forgiveness through Jesus Christ, who died for your sins on the cross, a walk on earth without Jesus Christ is in vain. Only in the best case the human being can have gained so much knowledge of the divine Redeemer on earth that it is then still possible for him in the beyond to recognize him and call upon him for grace and mercy. Then the path to further development is not barred to him, but he will no longer reach the aim he was able to achieve on earth. Nevertheless, there is still a great blessing in the fact that knowledge was once conveyed to him on earth, even though he was not faithful and therefore departed from earth unredeemed. But anyone who faithfully accepts this knowledge, who correctly attunes himself to Jesus Christ and thereby also establishes the right bond with me, who passed over earth in the human being Jesus for the sake of sinful humanity, can therefore already find forgiveness on earth, he can already be redeemed from sin and death on earth, and his physical death will then only be a conclusion of his life on this earth but at the same time the entrance into life which lasts forever. And then earthly life will also have been successful, for the human being will have sought unification with me again of his own accord, from whom he once voluntarily separated, which was the original sin, the apostasy from me and the fall into the abyss as an appendage of my first created being, the bearer of light, who opposed me in arrogance, who wanted to rule over the host of spiritual beings which had come into being of his own will using my strength. This bond is therefore released by the human being who consciously acknowledges Jesus Christ, who turns to me again in Jesus and thereby has re-entered the right relationship with me. Earthly life was given to him for this purpose, and therefore earthly life must also be lived in accordance with its purpose, that is, so that the human being lives in love, that he attains the light of realization through his life of love, that he recognizes Jesus Christ as the divine Redeemer in this light and, through Jesus Christ, takes the path to me, who embedded myself in the human being Jesus, in order to create access to me for you, in order to release you from the power which caused your downfall, which wants to ruin you and from which you therefore have to escape in order to become blissfully happy again. But if a person does not live in love then he will hardly recognize and want to believe in the mission of the man Jesus. And yet, it is a blessing if he learns about him, if Jesus' life and activity on earth does not remain unknown to him, for he will also be informed of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation in the life of the beyond. Even in the kingdom of the beyond I take care of those who are unredeemed, and then it is a blessing if they know about him and can now also take a stand there again on this knowledge. But their free will also remains untouched in the kingdom of the beyond, for the soul has to decide for itself, it has to voluntarily seek the bond with me in Jesus Christ again. It has to call upon him itself and ask for redemption. And therefore Jesus Christ cannot be proclaimed diligently enough on earth, and every proclaimer will be blessed by me. After all, it applies to the salvation of countless souls which are still burdened by the original sin and also often depart from earthly life with this burden. And even if they don't want to believe, a good herald can bring about a change of heart in them which can already provide them with relief in the kingdom of the beyond and lead them to quicker realization. For there is no redemption from sin and death without Jesus Christ. And earthly life is only been lived appropriately when the human being has found him and received forgiveness of his guilt from him. Then he can enter the spiritual kingdom liberated because he is united with me again as it was in the beginning. Amen.